Okay, we are in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Nizkei Mamom. That must be a very long Perek. The Rambam shifts over now after discussing categories of shor, oxes goring other animals and people and causing damage. Now he shifts over to what the case of the boar case is, where a person digs a hole or a cistern in a public domain. So Lacha Aleph, Hachover Boar B'Shusharabim V'Naflus Socha Shor Chomer or Mace. So if a person digs a cistern, a large pit, inside a public domain, and let's say an animal, either an ox or a donkey, falls in and dies. Afilo haya habor male gizo shel tzemar uchiyosebo, even if the cistern is actually filled up with like chunks of wool, hari balabor, meaning which would be a protective, hari balabor chayev l'shalim nezek shalim shenamar balabor shalim. So the owner of the cistern is obligated to pay full damages. Ve'echad shor v'chomor sharmini behemel chayvo. Doesn't matter the kind of animal that falls in. But of course, as we know, the reason why the Torah uses the terms shor or chamor is because these are the normal common animals that enter in this type of situation. Halacha beis. Echad achover bor b'shusharabim or achover b'shuso who pasach b'shusharabim. So it doesn't matter if a person dug the cistern or the hole in the public domain, or he dug it in his own domain, but with an opening that goes into the public area, or pesach l'shusharavera, or at the opening to his friend's domain. Oh, shechafer pasach b'rishuso behifker b'rishuso v'lo hifker bor. Let's say he dug it inside his domain, and then he made his domain ownerless, but not the cistern. Harizechayev nizkav. No matter what, he's obligated to pay damages. About im hifker b'rishuso uboro. But if he made both his domain, his property, and the whole ownerless, oh shehifker boro b'rishuso, or let's say he made the cistern that's in his domain ownerless, oh higdisho, or he consecrated it, harizepater. He's Patash Nemar Bala Bori Shalem Mishlo. He has to be an owner. But Hefker, and this is ownerless. So Vitchilas Chafar. But amazing, he was allowed to dig the hole because it was his Rishus, but no longer is anymore. So it doesn't matter if he actually dug it himself or if it came about on its own. Ochaya, or let's say his animal, let's say or was dug by an animal. He's obligated to fill that hole up. Lo asa, he didn't do it. Then I raise a chayev b'nizkav. He's chayev in the damages. It doesn't matter if he went ahead and dug the what do you call it, the hole himself, or he purchased it, or received, let's say, the domain with a cistern inside as a gift. So as again, he has to be the owner, and as long as he is the owner at the time of the damage, he is obligated to pay. Doesn't matter if I dug the cistern or if I revealed an area that was covered. Now, let's say he did cover it appropriately. Even though he did mitocho, even if, let's say, the covering, what do you call it, blew away, or let's say, be like, let's say, excuse me, not blew away, but let's say, disintegrated from within, the nuff of the so-called shore of a mace, and then the ox fell in and died, potter. He's not chayav to pay nezek because he covered it. He did the action of covering it. So as long as that's the case, he's pater. But let's say he was clever. He used a covering that could withstand the weight of oxes, but not of camels. And let's say what happened? Camels walked over it, and then it made the covering weak, and then oxes walked over it, and then they fell in. So if it's odd or unusual to have camels in that area, Hariza Pater, he's Pater because this is out of his control. But if camels came, even if on occasion, then he would be obligated to pay nesek. Let's say the cover disintegrated, and then the oxes fell in. Even if the camels are found there normally, he is considered negligent when it comes to the camels. Whole machma shitliya nafu shvarim, since due to that negligence, and then because the covering became weaker, that's why the oxes fell in. He's potter. And of course, all cases like this. Halacha vav. One second. Hamotzer bor. Let's say someone finds a cistern v'chisahu and he covers it v'chazar v'gilo, and then he goes back and uncovers it. Balabor chayev zeracham potter. The owner of the cistern is obligated damages, but the last person, meaning the person who removed it, is pater. Similar case, if he filled it up with dirt and then someone else came along and what do you call it, took out the dirt out, he's the one who's chayiv. the last guy. Shekeva and Shetamim b'Afar Nistalka Ma'isarishon. Because once the actions, once it's filled up with earth, with dirt, then the actions of the first person are considered to be non-existent. Let's say a cistern is owned by two partners. So the first person passed by it. He saw it was uncovered and didn't cover it. And then the second guy walked by and also didn't cover it. So let's say an animal fell in. The first guy is chayiv. So he is what he called. He is chayiv until he gives his buckets over to Lasheni. So once he gives the buckets, which would be used to draw out of the cistern, to the first guy, then what he called to the second guy, then the first guy is off the hook, and the second guy will be responsible to cover it. However, let's say the first guy covered it, and the second partner came along and found it uncovered and didn't recover it. He's chayiv. So until one point is the second partner solely chayiv for this type of situation. Actually, yeda rishon shabor megula, until the first guy knows that the cistern's uncovered. Kadesh yiskor paulim v'yichor sarazim v'chasenu. And it's enough time. That he has the opportunity to hire people to cut down trees and cover up the hole. The chol sheyamos v'besolch manzeh. So any time something would die, like an animal, for instance, during this period of time, that would take for him to get the workers to come rebuild the covering. Hashin levado chayiv, only the second guy's chayiv bo. But anything that dies after that responsibility, time of responsibility, is taken up by the second guy, then both would be responsible. The animal fell and died, because both can say, we can say that both of them were negligent insofar as covering the hole. So if a person goes ahead and transfers the responsibility of the cistern over to a guard, a shomer, the shomer is now obligated in all damages. If he must do the chareshet of katan, if he turned over responsibility to someone who's deaf mute, someone mentally incompetent and a minor, api shahayim mechusa, even though it was covered, haray abaylim chayavim. The owner's a chayav. Why? Shabor asal isgalos ve'ilu ein behem das. Because the hole is ready, is made to be uncovered, and they're not considered to have the mental knowledge or das, so to speak, to be able to handle it. Let's say a person covers his cistern with buckets that belong to his friend. And then the guy who owns the buckets comes along and he's like, listen, no, my buckets don't belong there. And he takes them out. The owner of the cistern is the one who's chayav. It doesn't have to actually be a cistern. It could be a ditch, a cave, or even a trench. So why does it use cistern? Because it has to be deep enough to kill something. So how deep does it have to be to kill something? Omik asar tfachim, a depth of 10 tfachim. About imay apachas mesar, if it's less than this, but also a shor shar behem achayv oaf, and another animal and a different animal falls in, umeis and dies, pater mimhusku. But if the animal is damaged, chayev bala takala nezek shalim, the one responsible for this obstruction, he's the one that's chayev to pay the full damages. Let's say the cistern was 9 tefachim deep, but one of those tefachim is filled with water, he's chayiv. Because a tefach of water equals 2 tefachim of dry, of on dry land, or meaning without water. But let's say it was 8 tefachim in depth and 2 tefachim are water. Or let's say the depth of it was 7 and 3 tefachim of water. And an ox or something like that falls in, umeis and dies, he's off the hook. However, of course, if the nizak took the property on his own, we don't take it from him. The drama elu suffik yesh behem, because ultimately there is a question, there's a doubt as to exactly how to approach this type of area where you have a mixture of dry depth and water. If a person digs a cistern 10 tefachim in depth, and someone else comes along and makes it into 20, and someone comes along, a third guy comes along and makes it into 30, they're all on the hook. The first guy digs it less than 10, I feel tefach, even one tefach less, and the last guy comes along and he fills it up to, and he digs it to the depth of 10. Doesn't matter if he actually dug it another tefach in depth or he went ahead and built like a rim on the edge of it. Zerachon Chai, the last guy is on the hook for damages. Sasam Tefach Shehosif, let's say he sealed off the Tefach that he added. Osha Sasar Tefach Shabana, or he knocked down the Tefach that he added to it. Harez Safek, Why is it a suffix? Im kvar nistalku maisa rishon, if the actions of the first guy are considered to be nullified, o adayin lo nistalku, or not. Lach yud gimel. Chafa rishon bor amok. Let's say the first guy dug a deep hole. Uba archon vehirchivo. And the second guy comes along and he makes it wider. And they have enough osocho shorver mace. So now we're not talking about death, but width. Animal falls in and dies. Im machmas havalo mace haachron pater. So if it's due to the fact that he made it wider, then the last guy, what do you call it? Sorry. If it's obvious that the ox died because of the normal space that's in there, then the last guy's potter shrei miyeh tevlo, right? Because ultimately he went ahead and his action of making it wider actually made the air inside better. The machmas chavato mace, but let's say it's because of the knock that it received, the blow it received. Then the last guy's chayah shrei hu hikriv hezek borzeh. By making it wider, he made it more likely the animal is going to stumble in and die. So too, if the animal fell on the side that was made wider, the last guy is obligated and damaged. Because the guy who made it wider, he what do you call it? He made the likelihood of death of the animal easier. And even though ultimately it died because of being in the airspace inside. I mean, that's Sacha Chafa Rishon, Nafal. But let's say it fell in on the side that the first guy dug, meaning not in the wider side, but the more narrow side. Harishon Chayev, Zeachron, Mianevolo. Because ultimately, the last guy, he made the amount of bad air in there, so to speak, less by making more air to be able to come inside. So a cistern that the Torah obligates us in pain damages. Afilo Mesa Behema, Ela Mehevlo. Even if the animal didn't die, only, unless he only died not because of the fall, but because of the foul air inside. So, of course, and obviously, if it fell because of the injury it sustained by falling, therefore, if the width of the cistern was the same as his death, there's no dirty air in there. And if the animal fell in and didn't really hurt itself, but then died nonetheless, but if the depth is greater than the width, right, then there's bad air inside. And if the animal dies inside, he's chayev apish lo nischavta bikarko, even though it never actually received any sort of injury by hitting the ground. Halacha tesvav, 1 second. Asa tel gavoa b'shus harabim. Let's say a person made a very high mound of earth in a public domain, v'nechbata bo behema, and now an animal gets knocked by it in some way and dies, v'mesa. So this is the inverse of the cistern. If it's 10 tefachim or higher, he has to pay damages. If it's less than 10, he's off the hook. But if it, what do you call it? If the animal just got injured on its own, then he's chayv to pay. So the animal injured itself even by the slightest raised earth area that you put together. Because damages always apply to any area that is present, normally, and known. And what do you call it? But death doesn't cause by something that's not common, and therefore it's considered to be something that's out of his hands. That's why also a person is not obligated to pay on the death of an animal in the cistern, or on it receiving an injury from the mound. Unless the animal is very small, or what do you call it? It's a deaf mute, or mentally incompetent, or blind, or fell at night. Let's say the animal was mentally competent and fell during the day. And died. Potter, this is considered ones. Because normally an animal can see those little obstacles, any obstacle, and avoid it. So too, if a person fell inside, or mason died, I feel how yasuma. Let's say he was blind or fell at night. Ben Chaya ben Chorin or Eved. It doesn't matter if he is a free man or not. Hareza Pater. And if a man or an animal that is mentally competent gets injured, then I must pay full nezek as a result. Halachid Zion. Whoops, sorry about that. Nafal Socho Shor Psloy Mukdashin. Let's say an ox that had been consecrated for the Mikdash falls inside, umes and dies, or he's a putter, I'm putter to pay. Shenemar, the mace yellow. Misha mace shallow, it's only the dead that belongs to him. Yatzazeshu usur bahania, but you know she cover. That excludes some case of Isser Hana benefiting from it. And really the halacha is the animal must be buried. Halacha yudches. Hayachova babor. Let's say a guy's digging a cistern. And the animal falls inside because it hears a loud sound into the pit, umes and dies. Im nafa milfanea chayev nafa macharia kagonshin nivasa v'chazal akiva la'achor nafa mesa pater. So if it fell, what do you call it? If the animal fell forward, then I'm on the hook. But if it fell backwards, okay, meaning it fell, it got scared by the sound and kind of fell backwards into it and rolled over, then your pater shenemar v'nafal achibol derech nafila. It's got to fall the normal way. Nafal lefana mikol hachafira chutz labor. Let's say it fell in front of it. Because of the sound of the digging, right outside the pit, umes and died, or nizak, or got damaged. So we don't force a guy to pay. But nonetheless, if the guy whose animal got damaged took the money himself, we don't take it from him. But let's say because of the noise of digging, it fell backwards on its back outside the pit, and then Mason died, or got damaged. Balabor Pater, the owner of the cistern, is off the hook. Halacha Yotes. Let's say an ox pushes another animal into the pit and it dies. So if the animal is a muad, so the owner of the pit pays half and the owner of the ox pays half. Im tamhu, but the animal was a tam. So the owner of the ox pays a quarter. And the owner of the cistern pays the other three quarters from his best property. The owner of the dead animal says to the owner of the pit, he basically says to him, Yomi for the depreciation of the value of this animal. Even if it's older and is mentally competent, once it gets pushed as if it fell at night, anything I can collect from the owner of the ox, that wall, and anything remaining, you must pay. If a person places a stone at the edge of a pit, of a cistern, and then the ox stumbles over it, trips over it, and then falls into the pit, umes and dies. The person who put the stone there pays half, and the owner of the cistern pays the other half. So too, an ox belonging to a regular person, and an ox that is consecrated for the mikdash but disqualified. Let's say they they gore together. Im tamhu zeh shel hedyot. So if the ox belonging to the ox is the one that's not consecrated, so if it's time, he pay half and more the whole. Because the guy who got the damage can say, anything I can collect, I will try and collect. But Sham Mimchon, the rest is for you. But since this is consecrated, and therefore he's potter paying, you must now pay me everything else. And finally, Lachachal Beis. If I dig a cistern in the public domain, enough love shore, right? And then the ox falls upon the guy digging it and kills him, Bahargo. Balashore Patra, the owner of the ox is Patra. Vim Mesa Shore. And if the ox dies, Nota Balashore to Meshore, Miyorshi Balabor. Then the owner of the ox may collect the value of it from the inheritors of the owner of the cistern. That ends Parakut Beis, and we will continue with Parakut Gimel next time.